That was awesome. Thank you, youth band. That was so good. I love it. Like we all know, school is approaching fast this week or next week. So we always spend a moment in that time to pray over our youth and kids as they head back to school. Before I do that, I did want to share a resource I'm giving. Usually I give the kids a gift, back to school gift. Today, I'm giving the parents a little gift. I've decided I'm going to bless the parents this time. So this is what you're going to see in our lobby at the kids check-in station and at the Hope store counter. Okay, there's going to be these little envelopes sitting there for you parents to take. What's inside is some scripture notes, some joke cards that you could put in your child's lunchbox, backpack, or even under their pillow to have a really fun conversation before bed. Whatever you want to do with these, I want you guys to take one and write a note and encourage your kids. Just we want you to know that we are cheering you parents on as you cheer your kids on this year, okay? So grab one on your way out today. And I wanted to share a scripture with you guys and you kiddos. I was reading in Jeremiah this week. And this is what I read. And this is what the Lord says. And when I hear those words, I want to listen extra. This is what the Lord says, okay? And I read this. The wise person should not boast in his wisdom. The strong should not boast in his strength. The wealthy should not boast in his wealth. But the one who boasts should boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, showing faithful love, justice, and righteousness on the earth, for I delight in these things. This is the Lord's declaration. And I read these verses this week, and I just thought of our youth. I thought of our kids. You guys, some of you are real smart, okay, but that's not all of it. That's not it. Some of you are real strong and you have such crazy awesome talents. That is also not it. Okay? Some of you are going to do way more things than any of us have ever done and make a ton of money. Who knows? And that's not it either. Okay? But the one who boasts should boast in this, that he understands and knows me. God wants to be known. He wants you guys to know him and for you to share with others. That's where it's at. The wisdom that we do get, the strength and talents that we do have, the wealth and things that come with success, that is awesome. And God wants to use you through those things. Those are all good things, but to put God first is it. That's my challenge to you guys. And that's my prayer for us all. It's a message to all of us, right? Whatever we do, do it for the Lord. He is faithful love. We're just saying his love will not give up on us ever. He's holding on. And I want you guys to never forget that. God's love is always there. So let's pray. Can our kids stand? Kids and teachers, anyone in the school who will be in the schools. Yeah. Youth, stand. And let's come forward. Youth, it's you guys, come forward. Parents, let's raise our hands out to the kids and agree in this prayer. Father, I thank you for every child that's in this room, for every teacher that's in this room, for every parent that's in this room. I thank you for the opportunity to learn and grow. And Lord, I pray for protection over these children, over these teachers, and over these parents as we guide and train and encourage and love them. Lord, thank you for what you did on the cross. Thank you for loving us so much that we can be confident and bold in this world. They're going to need it. They're going to need confidence. They're going to need boldness to stand against things that are not of you. Lord, I pray for a really deep revelation this year for these students of how much you love them. Your love is beyond what we can even understand. And it changes us when we see it a little bit. So Lord, I pray for that vision, Lord, in every student's heart this year, to see how much you love them and how much you have for them. And it's not on their own wisdom or their own strengths and talents or anything, but it's you. It's because of you that we have anything good. It's you that we can be bold. It's you that we can be confident. It's you that we can be a light in this world. It's because of what you did on the cross. We don't strive to do good so you could love us. You love us. You love them. We celebrate that. We praise you today because of that. That's why we sing. That's why we gather, is to say thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Lord, we just ask for your presence to be so strong with our kids this year. And we thank you that you are with us. That's what you say. You never leave us. You never forsake us. Help us to see you, Lord, in our daily, everyday life. And we all said, amen.
I would like to give you just an introduction to our weeks. These guys got to go to something called CIY Summer Conference. And there's two conferences we go to. We go to MOVE, which is the high school one, and we go to MIX, which is the junior high one. And both of those are put on by Christ in Youth. That's where the term CIY comes from. And most of them call the week CIY. They won't say MIX or MOVE. So those are going to get interchanged throughout this morning, just for you to know. And what CIY does is they put on conferences for students. And so they will contract with colleges. So we sleep in the dorms, we eat in the cafeteria, we use the auditoriums, we use the gymnasiums, we use their pools. So we were at John Brown University down here in Siloam Springs both of our weeks for MOVE and for MIX. And each year they have a theme. This is the theme for this year was In Between. And it was a study of the book of Hebrews. All 13 chapters through 4 days for junior high, 5 days for high school. We spent time in the book of Hebrews all week. And I want to read, this is what CIY actually puts on their website to explain the theme. Let me read this to you. It's a good definition. Life is lived in the in-between start and finish, takeoff and landing, doubt and certainty, fear and courage, letting go and holding on. The in-between is not for the faint of heart. It requires tenacity and determination, choosing to never let go, no matter the hardship, choosing to remain even when others choose to walk away, and no matter what, choosing to focus, not on ourselves or on circumstances, not on our losses or our victories, but on Him. The one who holds it all together, from the smallest grain of sand to the farthest unknown galaxy and everywhere in between. That's their definition of what they were trying to get these guys to understand throughout the week. And what happens is on night one, so that's Monday night when we get there, we have one session that night, so we don't have a whole day there. That's the day we drive there, eat dinner, and just go to session. And they call that the pre-session. And they give us some information to kind of give us something to stand on for the week. And here's some of the things they shared. The book of Hebrews, if you've read it, it is written to a group of Christians that were Jewish. So their family's Jewish, they grew up Jewish, so they did sacrifices like they did in the Old Testament. But now the Messiah has come, Jesus has come, and they believe in him, and so now they are Christians. And they're at a point where they're wondering, is it worth still being a Christian? Is it worth staying here because they're being persecuted? And it tells us, and I remember asking you guys during the first night, are you drifting? That was a question that they asked us. The writer of Hebrews says to his audience that they're drifting. They're starting to drift. They're starting to look back and say, I think it was better before Jesus. And we might actually make the decision to go back. And so the whole book is an encouragement to them to say, don't do that. Persevere, fix your eyes on Jesus. And a couple things he says, he tells them, the author does, he or she, depending on who you think the author might be, Jesus is superior to the angels in heaven. Jesus is superior to Moses, who they were thinking of turning back towards and looking at the Old Testament. Jesus is even the greatest high priest, the one that didn't have to keep giving sacrifices daily, weekly, yearly, decades long. He gave one sacrifice on the cross, and then he sat down in heaven, and now he intercedes, he mediates between us and the Father. That's what CIY was trying to get these guys to understand through this week. So that's kind of on Monday night when we got there, they call that the pre-session. That's day one, night one pre-session. That's kind of the footing that they gave all of us for our week. And there was one question asked throughout the week, and then I'm going to hand it to these girls. God doesn't ask, what have you done? He asks, do you know what I've done? That's the book of Hebrews right there. Do you know what I have done? It's not about what you've done and all the sacrifices you could give and following all the commandments. What have I done on the cross? Do you understand what that means? So that's night one pre-session. I'm going to hand it off to these four ladies because they have some really good stuff to share.
Good morning. My name is Serenity Moore, and I have day two, Denver Now. The big idea of day two was that God knows our name, and we don't have to be fully healed to allow him into our hearts. Come to him dirty, and he will make you clean. In the morning session, we talked about that Jesus is greater than Moses, and he's greater than what you give your attention to or what distracts you from him. For high school students, this could be relationships, sports, grades, social media. But as for adults, it may be work, family dynamics, finances, worries, or future ambitions. After this, we went to Convo. There we talked about SELA, which is an acronym for stop, exhale, look, ask, and hear. It also happens to be the name of a girl in our youth group. And during this time, we had a chance to recognize how we were feeling and what we've been struggling with, and to ask God through prayer for his guidance with what we were struggling with. We looked at Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7 through 11, which in the NIV translation reads, so as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion during the time of testing in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested and tried me, though for 40 years they saw what I did. That is why I was angry with that generation. I said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. What I took from this is that it's a warning from the Holy Spirit to listen to God's voice and direction for our lives. We shouldn't hold on to our own understanding, but lean into God during your time of struggles, as it very well could be a test of your faith. In the afternoon, we spent time getting to know each other by playing board games like Clues and Hues, which I was very bad at because it was my first time playing, but it's okay. We made bracelets together, and we got an opportunity to get to know some people from other churches. For the evening session, we talked about the two truths. Truth number one, Jesus drew near to us in our weakness. And truth number two, so we can draw near to him in confidence. So Jesus knows what we went through, and he experienced the same hardship we experienced, like worldly pride, poverty, hunger or thirst, grief, and an unloyal friend. He knows our name, our sadness, our doubt. So give it to him, and he will reshape you. You don't need to hide it. You don't need to be perfect to come to God, but be ready to let him work in you and mold you into the best version of yourself, which comes from him. When the evening session was almost over, we put our names on a whiteboard, and underneath our names, we wrote one word that describes what we had been struggling with recently. Everyone chose a word and a name to pray over and got to pray over each other and strangers. The scriptures we looked through were Hebrews 4:14 through 16, which says, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. So Jesus knows what we have to go through, and he has experienced it firsthand. He also knows how to overcome the temptation, which was by keeping his eyes set on God and his love for us. We don't have to deal with our temptation alone. Lean on Jesus, and he will help us through it. He knows how to. Another scripture we looked at was Hebrews 10:32-34, which reads, "Remember those earlier days after you had received the light, when you endured in a great conflict full of suffering. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times, you stood side by side with those who were so treated. You suffered along with those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property, because you knew that you yourselves had better and lasting possessions." What I take from this is that as a follower of God, you aren't always going to be liked, and you're going to go through struggles in your life that are tests from God, but we can live off the confidence we have in God that he will provide. Worldly treasures won't even begin to compare to the joy and peace we find in Jesus. After a session, each church split up so they could have youth group time together. During that time, we were asked that, if we felt comfortable to go around and tell the group what each of our words were and share on why we chose that word. It was a chance for the whole group to be able to open up and get to know each other in a deeper way. And I got closer with a lot of people from the group through this experience. It gave us a chance to open up about our feelings and what we've been going through. Overall, this was a great opportunity. I'd been struggling with focusing on what other people thought of me and had unconsciously put my identity in that versus focusing on my identity in Christ. CIY helped me to realign my life on God, and I'm so grateful for this experience.
All right, hi everyone. My name's Allie, and I went to the middle school CIY. I'm sharing about day two, Us and God, which was day three for the high schoolers at MOVE. The big idea of day two was separation is a problem that demands a solution. Sin creates a barrier between us and God, and no matter how hard we try, we can't remove that barrier on our own. Over the years, people have definitely tried, though. They would send sacrifices, and then they would send the high priest to offer even more sacrifices for all of the people. But, of course, it was never enough. It's like putting a Band-Aid on a bullet wound. Pretty sad. Then we read Hebrews 7:25, which states, "Therefore he, Jesus, is able, once and forever, to save those who come to God through him. He lives forever to intercede with God on their behalf." And then we were asked what word stuck out to us the most from that passage. And I said, intercede, because Jesus intercedes on our behalf as the ultimate sacrifice. Thanks to Jesus, we don't have to go to a high priest or give sacrifices, because he was the ultimate sacrifice that took our sins. And I think that that's really awesome. Something that I feel like I really took away from day two's topic was that no matter how hard we try to outrun our sins, there's no way that it'll be enough. But then Jesus came and was like, "Hey, I know that you've gone against me, but I still want to take your sins. I forgive you." It's reassuring to know that through life, Jesus will intercede for us. In addition to learning about Jesus, we also played a lot of fun, crazy games. We had a campus-wide game that we would play every night called Outer Realm Games. And on Tuesday night, we went around to different spots all around campus, and we had to collect different colored glow sticks while we were trying to outrun the rats, who were people in costume trying to steal our glow sticks before we brought them back to the base. And it was so much fun. I think our team won second place, which was awesome too. So, yeah, CIY was a blast, and I can't wait to go again next year.
All right, hi, everyone. I'm Zoe Miller, and I have day four. So the theme for that day was yesterday and tomorrow. Yesterday, as in looking to the past of other faithful people, and then tomorrow, as in us taking their journeys as an encouragement for ours. So the morning session heavily focused on yesterday. The session reviewed over Hebrews 11. A huge part of this chapter was faith. In fact, faith was mentioned 24 times just in that chapter. We reviewed over several verses, like Hebrews 11:1. "Now faith is the reality of what is hoped for, the proof of what is not seen." I really love this verse because faith isn't about seeing what you believe in. It's just about believing. The rest of the chapter talked about the lives and the faith walk of other faithful people. People like Noah, Moses, and Abraham. After the morning session, our youth group had time to discuss the session and have time for Selah, which Serenity said means stop, exhale, look, ask, and hear. During Selah, we had quiet time to read more of Hebrews 11 and pray. In fact, they actually gave us these cards that basically walk you through what to do during quiet time. And one of the things that they said on the card was, I believe, help my unbelief. And I really liked that because I just did. Anyway, then our youth group had this really exciting opportunity to go swim at a creek. It was so much fun. People got to cliff jump, and someone caught a fish. Unfortunately, the fish died later, but that's okay. It was a great way for our youth group to just chill and hang out. And then after swimming, we returned to the campus and went to the evening session, which ended up being one of my favorite sessions. So the speaker spoke over Hebrews 12. This mainly went over, like, tomorrow, how we continue following God with endurance. The main verse that kind of drove the entire session was Hebrews 12, 1. Therefore, since we also have such a large crowd of witnesses surrounding us, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us. Let us run with endurance that race that lies before us. This verse really resonates with me because the concept of running a really hard, long race is something that kind of makes sense to me. In a race, there are all kinds of challenges that will make you want to stop, like cramps, pains, and the not so favorable one, having to go to the bathroom. That's not fun. So it's our job to want to continue to run the race. So similarly, following God brings all kinds of challenges that make you want to stop. Satan wants us to quit, but we have to continue. So this sermon was really one that stuck with me, especially because of Hebrews 12 and the analogy of running a race. Now, one thing that CIY does really well is each day has a tangible item that goes along with each session. And day four's item was a baton, like in a relay race. And this was really cool because each youth group got some, and if you felt like God was calling you to speak up about wanting to serve in vocational ministry or be a part of the church, you were given one. And it was like the youth pastors were handing off this baton to the students, like in an actual relay race. And that's pretty much all about day four, and so now I'm handing off the baton to our last speaker.
Hi, I'm Maddie Travis, and I have day five, or me and you. In the morning session, we talked about Hebrews 12, 12 through 13, which says, highlighted them. So put your hands to work, strengthen your legs for the journey. Make level paths for your feet to walk on. Then those who have trouble walking won't be disabled. Instead, they will be healed. God disciples us for good because he loves us. Life with God will never be easy, and the obstacles in our lives aren't saying God doesn't love us. Jesus tells us the struggles in life discipline you for eternal life with him. Trust in God. During Selah and Convos, I actually had a conversation with Zach about some scary things that had been happening to me Tuesday and Wednesday, and even part of Thursday. I had just been feeling numb and not feeling anything, which is super weird because I love camp and have been really looking forward to this. I even got to the point where I felt like something was in control of my thoughts and wanted to do something I would never do. During those 3 days, I had been texting my mom and I had been what I was feeling, and I knew she was praying for me. Friday morning, I called her to tell her about my thoughts, and she told me that she felt prompted by the Holy Spirit to pray against any dark spirits that had been around me. Thursday afternoon, I suddenly felt a darkness lift from me, and I know that it had been my mom's prayers. It really felt like I had witnessed a miracle. After lunch, to the night session, which was more of an afternoon session, we talked about Hebrews 13 and the encounters we had with God. First, the God of peace, John 16:33, which I will go to now. Wrong one. Okay. I have told you these things so that you can have peace because of me. In this word, you will have trouble, but be encouraged. I have won the battle over the world. God has a way of bringing people to peace. Peace has nothing to do with external circumstances. Second, resurrection of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 15, 54 through 55. In fact, that is going to happen. What does not last will be dressed with the lasts forever. What dies will be dressed with what does not die. Then what is written will come true. It says death will be swallowed up. It has lost the battle. Death, where is your victory I thought you had? Death, where is your sting? If you believe that Jesus Christ rose from the grave, it makes it so much easier. Third, the Good Shepherd, John 10, 27 through 28. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never die. No one will steal them out of my hand. Jesus' sheep know his voice. God equips us, Hebrews 13, 21. Supply you with everything good, then you can do what he wants. May he do in us what is pleasing to him. We can do it only with the help of Jesus Christ. Give him glory forever and ever. Amen. After the night session, we went and talked about what we wanted to add to the youth group from CIY. We played beach volleyball and then some games. Then we planned a surprise for Nick to go to IHOP the next morning. And that concluded day five.
Here would be my takeaway, and I've mentioned this is really what CIY was trying to get through with these weeks, is that, and this is really the gospel, is that sin has come in between us and God. All the way back in the garden, the peace, the shalom that we had with the Lord as we walked with him, it was broken, and sin came in between. And when Jesus died on the cross, he also came in between, and he stood in front of that sin and now sits in front of the Father and says, that person's with me. That person's with me. And sin comes up and Satan comes up and he says, no, but what about what they've done? And God knows, but do you know what my son has done? And Jesus now mediates. He lives forever to intercede for us on our behalf with the Father. And that's my takeaway. And that's what I hope you guys get from watching these guys, these girls share, from these guys sing, from the videos and everything that you've experienced this morning, is that Jesus lives forever to intercede on your behalf. That is what he's doing right now for you. Let me pray for you guys, and then you guys, we're going to hop into this song. Let me pray. Father God, thank you for this morning, and thank you for the 2 weeks of conference that we were able to have. And help us remember that Jesus lives forever to intercede on our behalf. The purpose of the cross was intercession, was him to come in between where sin was, so that we can have a relationship with you, so that we can be restored back to Genesis, back to the garden. We can be restored back into that relationship with you. God, help us grasp that. May we remember that on Monday when work is hard. May we remember that on Tuesday and Wednesday when school starts, when the kids won't go to sleep Tuesday and Wednesday night and they're cranky after school. May we remember that Jesus is in the in-between. Lord, thank you for that, and it's in his name. Everyone said, amen. Will you guys go ahead and stand? We're going to sing a couple songs together.